For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, May the 28th, 2005. A Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Cheryl Batts, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, is the minister.
We'll get Lady Cheryl started here. Some of our congregation hasn't showed back up yet, but I guess they'll get in here in a few minutes. But we'll let Cheryl get started here, so we'll get over by 6 o'clock. Okay. Cheryl Batts, we're glad her mother and friend is here this afternoon, too. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we've been talking all weekend. Sister Mildred has just opened the door, and Chip and Darlene and everybody has just moving along in the same direction, the same flow. Isn't that awesome? I've been to conferences where that's happened before, and I'm just so excited because no matter which way you go, you end up back on that same thing, change, right? All right, amen. Change or transformation? That is the question.
Amen.
Life is filled with changes. We are born into change. You know, there's marriage, and then you change from Colgate to Listerine. The man changes to accommodate the wife when she becomes pregnant. Her body, her mind changes, her calcium produces, and she becomes another person altogether. And he has to change because of that. And then when the baby comes, everybody changes. The wife becomes the mother, and the mother-in-law becomes the grandmother. The husband turns to a father, and the father-in-law turns into a grandfather. Then you start thinking about buying a larger house because you have more children. And then you'd have to decide where you're going to live after you have the kids. Because you don't want to be too far from work, but yet you do want to be in the neighborhood where you want the kids to go to school. And don't start talking about babysitter. Changes. And for the most part, none of us really want to change. We like things the way they are. If we started our life rocking, we just want to keep on rocking. We just rock and roll. If we're rock and rollers, we want to rock and roll for Jesus. If we are the Blue Danube dancers and waltzing, we want to waltz for Jesus. We don't want nobody to change us, and we do not want them to rock our boat. So when you think of changes, you have all the changes that you have already gone through life, you subconsciously say, I am sick of all of this changing. Toothpaste, car, what side of the bed I'm going to sleep on, what school, the colors of the room, the colors of the house. These things alter your mind, your body, and your emotions. Because usually there's a place that you arrive at called compromise.
Amen.
And at that place of compromise, many times, there is demonic infestation.
All right, now.
All right. Oh, you can call it what you want, but truly, in compromise, there are demonic manifestations. Sometimes they don't manifest as often. But people do not like to change. They do not like to give up their stuff and adapt to your stuff. But God wants you to be ready to accept the renewing and the reestablishing of your mind. The reestablishing of your mind. Let's talk about change. Change means to put on or to take a thing in place of something else, to substitute, like to change one's clothes, to exchange, as in, you change that seat to this seat, or to make different or alter. Now, renew means to make new or fresh again. Or to reestablish, to revive, to resume, to repeat, to put in a fresh supply of something. Now, transform to change the form or the appearance of, to change the condition or the character of the function of something, to change by use of a transformer, the transformer from one thing to another. Now that we understand change, transformation, and renewing, we shall move on. God wants you to be ready to accept change. He wants you to be able to accept the renewing and the reestablishing of your mind. Because when he talks about renewing your mind, he's talking about the will of God becoming your will. He nor the devil care much about change, the alter in your pattern. It is the reestablishing of your mind, will, and emotions and renewing your mind to that of Christ that God wants and that the devil is afraid of. See, he'll let you go, as I told the ladies, for 30 days and let you change anything that you want, because you know you can change anything in 30 days if you set your mind to it. But in order for it to be a complete transforming, alterating change, it has to be done by a transformation.
Hallelujah.
And that transformation has to come through the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because if you change it on day 31, it might not be nothing for you to go back and pick up a cigarette or get a little shot.
Yeah.
Whatever that you was trying to kick in 30 days by your sheer will.
All right.
Your sheer will. So you can do that if you want to. I've seen people do it. I've seen people fast for 40 days and tell me they fasted 40 days. And then when I get in their presence, nothing is, they are more confused than they were before they took the 40-day fast. Because they did it through their soul by their sheer will of emotion to get through that 40 days. So basically all they did was compromise for 40 days. And in that compromise, they picked up a little few extra demons. Because there's a thin line between the veil of the natural and the supernatural. And when you call yourself going to enter into the supernatural realm of God by fast, it's got to be called by God.
Right.
You don't just jump up and have a fast.
All right.
Boy, that's right.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you can get all up and see. If you're on drugs, you'll see pink elephants. But you can see some other things without being on drugs if you allow yourself to go into a fast without the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Right, right, right.
So we need to be sure that we understand when we begin to talk about this change and this transformation that God wants us to make, that it is not a change that we're feeling in our flesh, but a change that we know by the Spirit, because deep calleth unto deep, that God wants us to do. It says here in my notes that with a renewed mind that no one really would care about toothpaste as long as it cleans. It isn't important, but what comes out of your mouth says what is in your heart, which reflects our thinking and our mind. Renewing, reestablishing the relationship we had with the Father in the garden when man knew that Jesus was the Word and that Jesus the Word watched as God made us into their image, a living soul, mind, will, and emotions. He wants to reestablish that time when we walked in the garden with him in the cool of the day, when we were excited and anticipated his coming as a bride awaits her groom. Being in intimate relationship with God so he can change our form, our appearance, and our character. Change our minds in the way we worship, the way we love people. Change us from soldiers to warriors, using the gifts to bless the people of God. Stepping out into the active faith to believe God for the impossible. Change our minds so that we know that soul winning, praise and worship, the prophetic, healing, salvation, and deliverance ain't no Sunday ministry, but a lifestyle. He wants to change our minds to realize that this is an everyday occurrence if we allow him to change our minds so that we can see things differently, so that we can see things with the eyes of God, so that we would have the mind of Christ and the heart of God, and that we can see things and people the way that he sees them. This is what he wants from us. When we change our minds to be roasted and rooted in the Word of God, so that the incentive is eternal life with God for our families, the people of God, and the body of Christ. That's what he wants us to do. Get up in the morning with a changed mind. Get up in the morning with a changed mind, a mind that says that this day, the Word of God about the people of God is the reason why I'm getting up. Because when Jesus died, as I said to the women, he did not die for ministry clothes. He did not die for buildings. He died for the people in the building. He died for you and you and you and those outside of this place. So that's what is important to him. And if you are rooted in the Word, if you have found that place with God, and you are willing to allow him to change you and shift you from your stinking thinking into his will and his way of thinking, then you wake up in the morning thinking about God's people. Because you know that's the most important thing to him. And if he's your lover and he's your friend and he's that person that you look to for everything that you do, with all of that, if that would be the case, if that would be the case, then what happens? You need no more incentive than that. You don't need any more incentive than that. How many incentives do you need?
Praise the Lord.
All right. If you love what God loves, and you're willing to fight for what God wants you to fight for, what God gave Jesus to die for, and he did it willingly, then it seems like to me, if you get up in the morning and you're thinking like that and you believe like that, then God's going to bless you because you are doing what he wants you to do and you're loving what he wants you to love.
Amen. Amen.
How can he not bless you? Amen?
Amen.
So that particular word should be our incentive to get up every morning and look for eternal life for our families, friends, and loved ones.
Yeah.
We need to change our minds, you know, from seeing things in black and white, Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, Church of God in Christ, to united we stand in Jesus,
amen.
And divided we fall down. Amen? This change or renewing or the reestablishing in us is caused by God through the transformation of the mind. Now, who is the transformer? Ah, there you go. So I'm hooked up to the Holy Spirit.
All right.
And every time something needs to be changed, I'll just be hooked up to the Holy Spirit.
Nah.
I love you, brother. Good morning, sister. How are you doing? I'm getting ready to go the wrong way. Oh, excuse me. I need to go this way.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Say, you need to get your hook up.
Right.
You need to get your hook up so you know who you hooked up to, where you getting your Zoe energy from.
Amen.
See, you got to get your Zoe energy from God. So you got to get hooked up by being in the Word, staying in the Word, praying and understanding the personality and the character of God, and that the word transformation means exactly that, that he transforms you. The Holy Ghost will transform you. The change, that's on you.
That's it.
The renewing, that happens after the transformation and within the transformation. But if you're not hooked up to the Holy Ghost, the transformation ain't going to happen. You're operating in your soulish area. So the word from the Lord today is, let's change and let's be transformed, but let's make sure that our hookup is good. Let's make sure we don't have no static in the hookup. You know, sometimes you can hook up something and the light flicker on and off and you be like, what's wrong? The light flickering on and off. And you go in, you push the thing in a little bit more. Give me a little bit more prayer because I ain't quite hearing God on this. So you have to make sure that you hooked up right.
Amen.
Make sure you hooked up right. Now, I know that everybody realizes that one of the scriptures we're going to go to is Romans 12:2. I mean, that's just without a doubt, right? We're going there. We go there. I don't want nobody to leave and say I didn't go to the scripture. Can't send the CD out like that. You got to put a scripture in there.
You get it.
Romans 12:2, Amplified Version. Do not be conformed to this world or this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs.
Right.
But be transformed or changed by the entire, what did he say? Entire renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
By its new ideals and what? Its new attitude.
Mm-hmm.
so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. So does not that, I think that says that everything I just said, did that not say that? That the transforming of your mind will cause you to say, Lord, not my will, but Thy will be done in my life. Your will is more important to me because Your will has a broader perspective than mine. My will, I start thinking about me, myself, my four, and no more. But when I'm hooked up with You and I got the right hookup and the right transformation, what I'm saying here is, okay, God, I give up my will to have my way in any given situation at any given time. Zap, hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll zap you. Give you a good hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to walk in His will and do what He tells you to do.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing like the Zoe in the energy of God to come through the transforming Holy Ghost and cause you to get, whoo.
Yeah.
Whoo.
Yeah.
Woo. Some people think it's a religious spirit, but I think sometimes it's just the Holy Ghost. Woo!
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
See, while the transformer is on and you are in the presence of the Holy Ghost, there comes this intimate place with God in the garden where we are filled or impregnated with the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. These are the things that happen when you hook up to the transformer and your connection is good.
That's right.
Those things begin to just spring out of you.
Hallelujah.
Even at the craziest times, times when before you might have looked at someone and gave them the evil eye. But see, when you get zapped by the energy, Zoe energy of God, and you're hooked into the transformer, you begin to see beyond their flesh. You begin to see beyond their demons. And you begin to see what's really in their hearts, how afraid they are. And how that all of these things have happened to them in their lives to cause them to be thoroughly intimidated with you. And then you start thinking, after you really get zapped real good with the transformer, that it ain't me. It really ain't about me. You know, I've been spending time with God. So maybe that demon sees me, sees something in me that says, danger, danger. If I let this person talk to her or him, they might just get free. So I think I'm going to make them hate her before she says anything. So sometimes our little insecurities when people look at us like they don't like us, you're just being plain selfish because your transformer is not completely plugged in because it ain't about you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's all about God's people.
Amen.
And it's all about you being transparent. And maybe the devils know you got something. But the sad part of it is, as Sister Mildred says, some of us don't realize we got it.
All right, ma'am. All right.
Some of us have come into deliverance and been slam dunked into deliverance and ain't got saved yet. Some people ain't saved and they ain't delivered.
Praise the Lord.
They don't really understand the very basics of who God is. They don't understand His grace. They don't understand His mercy. They don't understand His long suffering. They don't understand that He's a God above all gods. He's a God. He's each. He's your father. He's your mother. He still pay your bills. He'll create a miracle for you. And because they don't have that understanding, they running around afraid of deliverance.
Come on, yeah, come on.
They sit up in deliverance conferences month after month and week after week and never understand the difference between the body, the mind, and the soul and the spirit of the living God. Because they have not had a salvation experience. And you can look for it and run for it and run to it, going from church to church to church and pick up all sorts of doctrine. And when you sit up in here, all your doctrine is blown up out of the water and you shut up, don't want to believe what nobody's saying. Oh, you really messed up now.
Come on.
You really messed up. So we need to make sure that people understand that that hookup, that transforming spirit of the Holy Ghost, and understand what it is, who it is, who is connected to and understands just the salvation plan. They don't understand the salvation plan. That was shocking to me. I don't know. Doc might have been, Doc and Glenn may have run into that already. But that was a revelation to me, that we got people in deliverance who are not really saved, that do not understand God for who he is first. See, I get a feeling that they need to understand his love first.
Amen.
Then you can call on him as a warrior, the Lord of hosts. But until they understand his love and his grace and mercy, they are not about to open the door to something that they have never heard about in Sunday school. So are you ready for transformation or change yet? Change or transformation to take the licks and keep on ticking?
Amen.
To wake up old Zion, no more sleeping in bed? To stay on the potter's wheel? Because between change and transformation, there is compromise, which leads to demonic activity, and there is a truth. That is a truth within itself. Because every time you give up a little something, if you ain't really saved and you really don't understand the character of God, you get a whole bunch of pent-up stuff on the inside of you about how much you had to give up for him or her.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had to give up my favorite toothpaste. I like sleeping on the right side of the bed. Oh, but no, he got to have the right side of the bed. All this stuff pent up in you, rolling around for years. You spoil things. You spoil things, you. You need to get a hookup to the transformation so that you can be changed and realize that ain't nothing. That is about nothing. Let us go to Galatians. See, Darlene tried to preach my message this morning. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. I was glad, too, because you was finna get all off in it. I thought mine was going to be the B portion. Praise the Lord. We have to share. You know, we'll make sure this thing work out right. Galatians 5. Amen. Galatians 5 and 22. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. See, when we talk about that intimate place that you go to with God, where we talked about it with the ladies upstairs, where we learn to repose and lay back and let all that stuff just roll over us onto the feet of Jesus. Because,
yeah.
See, we can't handle it anyway. And see, while you're laying there and you're ministering to God in worship and he's ministering to you, and you throw your hands up, and as Mary, you say, "Be it done unto me."
Uh-huh.
Then in that moment, you are impregnated.
Amen.
By the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And then the fruit of the Spirit that is mentioned right here in the Word of God begins to grow in your womb. And at different stages, and at different times, you birth out those characteristics,
Lord,
those ministries, those babies,
Lord,
that you have been pregnant with by God. Now, somebody unsaved would see that as a very strange thing, because they're so unsaved, they get to thinking, well, a man can't have a baby, and the bridegroom is talking about a bridegroom for a man, for a woman, and I'm a man. Oh, that you ain't saved.
All right.
You ain't saved, and you don't know the word.
That's it.
Because the word say ain't no male or female.
That's it.
In the spirit realm.
That's it.
So you better get in a squat position and birth that baby out, brother, because you're going to get left behind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Elijah went in the birth position. And he prayed to rain.
Come on.
You better know who you are. You better get saved. You better get saved before Jesus comes. You better know there is no male or female in the spirit, and that you are a bridegroom, Mr. Man. You better know how to get in a position of birth to pray your family through.
Yeah.
And then those thick-head sons you done had, it's all in trouble.
Come on.
You sitting back letting your wife be in the birthing position. You the head, you better get in that birth position and do your job.
That's it.
Elijah didn't have no prophet.
Come on, let's pray.
He got in the position and caused rain to stop.
Yeah.
And when it was time, rain came.
That's right.
So if you don't know that, then I tell you that today, and you can get in your word and dig it out for yourself.
Amen.
That's your job. Right. I'm just going to bring it to you.
Come on.
See, we need to get in order. Change cannot happen for the women of God in the body of Christ until the men change.
All right.
Ooh, God, yeah. Just getting deep. What are you doing?
Yes.
I love the men of God. I pray for the men of God. Because I know if the men of God are not in line, I'm jacked.
Come on.
Oh, you don't like that word. Excuse me. If the men of God do not take their right place in the body of Christ, they leave the women of God open for attack.
Yes. Yes.
Especially those women who are not married. So I'm especially concerned about your place in the body of Christ.
All right.
A single woman gets a male friend, and everybody want to hook you up.
Come on.
Excuse me.
Praise the Lord.
I'm already hooked up.
Hello.
I'm already hooked up. Don't be trying to hook me up because you see me at dinner with somebody. I got other things to do.
Praise the Lord.
I got a certain set of demons that I have to deal with, and that ain't one. And if you ain't in the Holy Ghost and you can't see that, then you ain't saved. You need to get some deliverance, and you need to get this stir up the anointing so that you can see who I am. Because I tell you one thing, I'm open like a book. You ain't got to fool around with me too long to know just where I'm coming from and what demons I need to be delivered from. And I'm not afraid to take deliverance from you. You got it? You can get it out? Come on with it.
All right.
Because I'm about as sick of them as you are. Or will be if I stay around you long enough.
All right, then.
And you know what? We need to all have that attitude.
Amen.
You know, confrontation in the body of Christ by a bunch of devil-casting out Christians has got to be the weakest point of our walk.
Amen.
We're afraid to confront the devil
and
each other. How are we going to go out in the world knowing that they see better than we see?
All right, now.
Before I go out, you're supposed to make sure I'm ready.
That's right.
Because when I get out there, the people in the world will take one look at me, spot all 95 of my demons.
Yeah.
And I'll be running back up in here like one of the daughters of the sons of Sceva. Trying to get some deliverance. Now, baby, don't whoop me up.
Yeah.
Because you did not confront my demons.
That's right.
And I'm not going to have it. And that's why many of our ministries have not gone forth. Because right here, right among us, we're not confronting each other. We know the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
And if you're not manifesting the fruit of the Spirit, then what are you manifesting? Hello, excuse me.
Hello, yeah, that's right.
Ouch. Like the woman with the cane.
Ouch.
With the woman with the cane. What was that?
Yeah.
What was that?
I know what it was.
I know, that's right. We need to wake up. Smell the Holy Ghost coffee of confrontation. And beat the devil down before your fist hits the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Give him the run.
Yeah.
And say, oh, good God, they're up. Can you imagine if every day we all get up like that with the first thing we say, good morning, Holy Spirit.
Hello.
Good morning, God. Jesus, how are you doing? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus.
That's
I bind
right.
you today from operating in my life.
Amen.
I bind you from operating on my job. I bind you from operating in my children.
Yes.
I bind you right now in
right
Jesus'
now.
Name. Right. Glory to God. I am the creation of God. I am the head and not the tail.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. You start reminding him who you are.
Amen.
Bind him with your word.
And then walk in it.
Amen.
Walk in it. Walk in it with the confidence and knowing that you what? The big F and the big T. Faith, hope, and trust in Him. I don't have to worry about it. Demons to the left and demons to the right. You can't do anything to me, not because of what I've done, but because of what Jesus has done.
Amen.
Oh! I'm going to speak to this man. I'm not afraid of him. The Lord says, and I'm going to give him the word of God. Because I'm not afraid of why he's looking at me funny like that. That devil just don't want him to get this word. And I'm going to give him the word, devil. You got it? Hey, take that. And then move in truth and do what the Holy Ghost says to do. Love God's people. Give them the word as God would have them to receive the word. And as we do that, the transformation and the changing of the minds and the changing of the guard that God is waiting for, that God has already begun to initiate, does and has already begun. It's already begun. Don't miss it. Don't miss the momentum. See, I don't know too much about hitting the waves, you know, surfing. Mm-hmm. But I know about jump rope.
Hello.
You be waiting on that.
All right.
See, you got to be like that because it's time.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Praise the Lord.
Are you ready? Change or transformation? That is the question.
All right now.
You want to change? Or do you want transformation? Do you want all that God has for you?
Yes, yes.
Or you want to keep struggling along in your own self and your own mess, hooked up to your own little tiny transformer?
Yeah.
Come, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I'm just hooked up with Jesus.
I think I'd rather be hooked up with a big corn.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. I hope you haven't been too hurt or insulted by what I said. And if so, just take it up with God.
Yeah.
I think I've been obedient.
All right.
Amen. Amen. I believe that God is so in love with us that He's waited all of this time for us to get to this place in this dispensation. He's opened heaven's windows and
that's
He's
right.
pouring out. And I believe that everybody in this room can feel that. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But you know, we got to go beyond the room.
Yeah.
We got to go beyond this room. We got to tell those out there that He's coming. And He's pouring out wisdom. He's pouring out strength. He's pouring out everything that we need to be ready. And I think we need to lighten the load, get some of the junk out of our trunk. Throw out some of that stuff that's weighing you down so you can get more mileage out of that car.
Amen.
Meaning yourself. So we want to get more mileage. So let's pray for healing. Let's pray for wisdom. Let's pray for love. Let's come against all of those bridges that had been built by people before us who didn't have the wisdom that God has given us through His ministry of deliverance on cultural diversity. Let's look around in our spaces and ask ourselves why our spaces are all white or all black, and whether God really wants that, and whether or not heaven is really going to look like that.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Let's not wait till we get to heaven. Let's hook up right now and come to the realization that there are warriors in every shape, form, fashion, and color. And when your warrior comes, when your man comes, when your woman comes, when your husband comes, when that person enters into your life, they might not just be what you think they should be. They might not just look the way you've been accustomed to people looking. Now, I know that some will take face with me on that. You know, oh, they are. There are people who still believe no mixing of the races and so forth and so on.
I'm just sorry to say that when I go through Walmart and I see all these little kids that are so precious, whose mom or dad, either one, is black, it stands to my mind that God is not going to send them to hell. And it has come to my mind that it's happening so much all over the world today. I mean, you name a combination and it's happening. I got a feeling that God is behind it, because you see, with all the praying and believing against it, it ain't stopped. So I know one thing. I know you can bind the devil, but you can't bind God. So
all right,
take that. We all bleed the same color. We all got the same demons. Some demons, just by the way we came into this world, be a little deeply rooted, a little bit different. Takes a little longer to get out, a little bit more hacking. But they're the same nasty devil that want to take us all to hell. So we need to get over it. And when you find people that don't look like you, and you know that the mom or dad was black or white, and they stand before you and they want to preach the word of God, what are you going to do? Tell them no, you don't want to receive the word of God because they're mulatto? Talk to me. Tell me if you're going to do that. And it's the same word of God that I'm preaching, the same word of God that God preaches, but because they look different, you're not going to receive that word. You're not going to have them in your presence. And you still use them little funny words behind the scenes, and you think nobody is listening to make them. Oh, baby, God got your number. And it's on page 6, February 12th, last year. You need to get that out of your heart. You need to move that. Because if you're going to go on with God, that has no place in the body of Christ.
Amen. It's right. Hallelujah.
Let's bow our heads. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you for this time before your people. I thank you, Father God, because it's you and you alone who sent Jesus to die for us. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who is sent to lead and guide us into all truth. Father, we take authority right now over every hindering spirit to receiving this word, and we bind and break that thing now in Jesus' name. Father, we loose a peace and a joy and a love over your people. We pray that this word will fall on hallowed ground and it will give good fruit. Father, we thank you that all the soul ties have been broken this afternoon, that the occult has been broken and we've fallen out of agreement with it. We've fallen out of agreement and we broke open Satan's trophy case and we've taken back that which belongs to us. And I thank you, Father God, that you are pouring out on us wisdom and revelation, knowledge and understanding of the momentum. We thank you, God, that you are pouring out upon us the wisdom and the spirit of the children of Issachar to know the timings and the seasons of your move. We thank you, Father God, that you have taught us that we have to forgive in order to move on in this place. We thank you, Father God, as we break the curses on our family line and the spoken word curses, Father God, as you show us line upon line and here and there a little, Father God, the things that need to come out of our hearts. Father, we came to this place one way, but I decree that we will not leave this place the same. That your word, through spoken by the men and women of God this weekend, will go forth and do that which it has been sent to do, to change and to transform our minds and hearts, that we might have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we give you the glory and all of the honor. We thank you, Lord God, that the spirit of mind control that holds us to the past is broken. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we break and bind the spirit of mind control, end time mind control, mind blocking, mind blinding spirits. In the name of Jesus, loose the people of God. Move off their heads and out of their mind, their will and their emotions now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the restoration of the fragmented part of our mind, will, and emotions, our souls. We loose the angels to go forth and bring back our souls right now in the name of Jesus. Bring back the fragmented part of our will and our emotions that we might stand before.
before you, Father God, united in one mind, one heart, and one soul before you, God, that you may move through us, oh God, that we would be transformed in your presence, God. We thank you, God. We give you praise, God, that we have a place where we can come and we can receive this word, that we can receive deliverance, that there is understanding and compassion and mercy and grace within the house, God, and it pours out upon all of us, oh God. Oh, we worship you, God. We thank you for the ability to change, because you are a change, God. You are a God that will change us if we just let you. And we worship you, God. We glorify you. We thank you for it, God. For there is none like you. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are Christ the Lord. You are our deliverer. We say hallelujah. And you are Emmanuel with us. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah our God, the great I am, the Lord of Lords and the Prince of Peace. You are the mighty axe to the root, God, of our lives, and we thank you for it, oh God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the Zoe energy that flows through the transforming and transformation of the Holy Ghost in our lives. We praise you, God. We give you all the glory and the honor, for there is none like you. You are worthy, oh God. Worthy of all our praise. Worthy, 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 worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, God. Oh, praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you. We thank you, Father God, that you shall give rest to your people. But when they do battle, the physical body is tired out. So, Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' name for the rest and the peace that comes. Double our time, Lord, that when we return at 7 o'clock to receive another word, that we won't be so tired that we cannot receive it. Oh, God, strengthen us for the battle. For we're going to have to fight long and hard. We can't get tired now. We've come too far to turn around. Strengthen us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we'll make it through the rest of this evening. Father, we ask you right now in Jesus' name to bless the food, bless the hands that prepared it and the hands that served it. In the name of Jesus, we ask you this, Father God, believing, because you said where two or three come together, touching and agreeing, you'll be in the midst. You said if we trust you, you God, and rely upon you, that then we can delight ourselves in you, and then you will give us the desires of our heart. And our desire is to do your will, Father, not our will, but yours. In the name of Jesus, we pray, we believe it. We receive it, and we thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.